This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
80 million people voted for Donald Trump. 80 million people out there who collectively share the vision of America that I espouse daily, that you listen to daily, that you espouse to people around you. And we don't seem to make much progress. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Leftists continue their scourge against conservatism. We push back. We hold them from coming into the fort. But to be honest with you, I don't know that we're technically winning the war. They're plotting against us. As we speak, as you sit here listening to this program, these people are plotting against you. They're plotting against you to not count voters correctly. They're flooding America with illegals right now. Oh, they pretend the border situation is under control, etc. But what they're doing is they're flooding this country with more and more soon-to-be Democrat voters. I wish we were as coordinated as they. I have to give them credit. They figure out how to make the collective work for them. And not only that, they pay the people who will get down and get dirty. They pay them. They pay them handsomely, so much so, why would you leave it? Think about Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton, if he were to say, you know what? These lefties over here, these Democrats, they have done nothing for black people. And if he were to say that and come over to the right, he would be penniless. He'd be begging for money on the street within a year. You think you're going to get Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson or some of these other race pimps to redeem themselves and repent? You must be crazy. Let me tell you, America, you are. I say this in all humility, and I don't mean it the way it might sound, but I'm going to say it anyway. You are so lucky that I'm not a sellout. You're so lucky. I would be filthy, stinking rich beyond my own imagination. And I would be the belle of the ball. Candace Owens, you'd be saying, who is Candace Owens? You wouldn't know Van Jones, Candace Owens, or any of them, because I would be 1,000 times more popular. Do you not think that with my intellect and the way that I parse arguments and stuff, that I wouldn't slice and dice those people? The first thing I would do on the left is challenge Candace Owens to a debate, and I would spin her around on herself. She's a 3-year conservative that has some great ideas, but oh my gosh, I would destroy her, just like T.I. did, the rapper. The minute that she started talking about, well, you know, the Republicans freed the blacks and all that, and T.I. just, blah, 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 man, I would just, oh, pff, he did nothing in comparison to what I would do. Now, that being said, T.I. would have been so embarrassed had I been debating him. He would have just been like, what? And I would say, yeah, T.I., cat got your tongue. I'm not trying to make myself bigger or better than anybody. By the way, I don't care what anybody thinks about what my comments are. Oh, Kevin, nobody talks negative about Candace. I ain't talking negative about Candace. I don't care about I wish her nothing but success. I say that in all sincerity. But I know her limitations, and I know what I'm good at. And what I'm telling you is if I go on the left, game over. You have a Van Jones who's close, but Van is still, he keeps one foot in the right because he has a level of pragmatism and sanity. But I'm just telling you, if he went fully left, it would actually help his career. But Van Jones is doing so well that he's like, I'll straddle the line. Well, see, I don't need to straddle the line. I don't care what it costs me in my career. I am fully a pragmatist. I understand the black condition. I understand the things that have led to it. But let me tell you something, America. If you're still belly aching about something that's happening in this country and you're not willing to get off your butt and do it, you're not going to get any sympathy from Kevin Jackson. They're plotting against us, using our own words, spinning things. The truth has become the lie. This is exactly what the Bible predicted. The truth is now the lie. Democrats ignore, for example, the obvious connection between Ahmad Alisa, the guy who shot and killed 10 people in Boulder, Colorado, and Joe Biden bombing Syria. They don't want to talk about it. I mentioned it on the show the other day. They do not want you to bring up Muslims. They're a protected group. Even when they shoot 10 Americans in a mass shooting, they're a protected people. Don't go bringing that up. Don't give me ties to Syria. Don't give me ties to ISIS. I want to talk about the gun. Don't ask, don't tell when it comes to terrorism, because leftists want to make the lie the truth. Look over there. Ruses. It's what they're good at. Lies, lies, and more lies. Every special interest right now is salivating at the trough of leftism because Joe Biden's president. Those that want to talk about illegal people entering the country, you know what is so frustrating? We constantly talk about illegals. You would think America has one system. Nobody comes in, or you come in illegally. America has a legal system of entry into this country. It is never discussed except to tell us how bad it is. It doesn't let in enough people. It's not doing what. Look, it is our legal system. If you want to change it, how about we talk about it? Why don't the Democrats ever say, look, let's just look at our legal system and modify it so people come in legally, and we all agree that you should not just come across the border for a variety of reasons. For the same reasons why when you get on a plane and you're coming into America and you go through customs, what do? They ask you where you're from, how long you're going to stay here. They check your stuff. They want to make sure you don't even bring in special flowers, certainly not special animals, even food, stuff like this. You can't bring it in. What happens in the illegal system? What do you bring? You bring disease. You bring your crappy way of life. You don't have to go through civics. You don't have to understand our language or our culture. You bring everything that we don't want as a country. That's why you have a legal system. And if you want to streamline that for people, I'm cool with it. Streamline it. But don't make it so easy that getting to America is no big deal. Why don't we have this discussion? It's pathetic that we don't have this discussion. It's the hallmark of everything we stand for, and we act like we can't bring it up. Insane world out there that we've allowed to occur. Lots to talk about, Patriots.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So a friend of mine tweeted, Kamala Harris will go one-on-one with Bill Clinton, this is today, to talk about the impact of COVID-19 on women and empowering women and girls in the U.S. and around the world as part of the Clinton Global Initiative event. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So the Clintons have withstood the scourge. The Clinton Foundation should be shut down and those people should be arrested. And now they're back in vogue. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden's number two, sister girl is what I call her. She and Bill Clinton are going to talk about empowering women. Juanita Broderick, who's a acquaintance, and you know who she is. I mean, big. You know who she is. She's bigger than my acquaintance, but she's certainly, you know who she is anyway. She says, is this an effing joke? This pervert who raped me is going to talk about empowering women with a woman who spread her legs for power. That's what she tweeted. I'm not surprised. See, leftists, if you're in with them, they don't throw you away like people do on the right. I want to talk about the collective because I think that sometimes you have to be made to understand where things are. Let's be true to ourselves, conservatives. We don't stand up for each other. There's something in our nature. I haven't figured it out. But there's something in our nature that says, you don't really need my help. People get resentful. I'll give you a quick story. We weren't forming a group. We had the group in Arizona when I moved here. And they asked me to come to some meetings. And the meetings, we have 100 people. They normally get like 20. But there'd be 100 people. And they said, what do you want to do here? I said, we have to gather together, decide what we're going to all put in $5 a month. And we're going to go after a target. Something. And right now, there's 100 people in here. It's only $500 a month. But if everybody goes out and we spread the word, eventually we're going to have 500,000 people in this organization. It won't take very long. Said 500,000 people giving $5 a month is $2.5 million. Whatever we decide to do, it will be successful because we'll be raising $2.5 million a month to do it. Think about this. We have businesses that operate on budgets of like $50,000 a year total, and the business owner will live on it and fight a cause. Can you imagine actually bringing together the funds to empower that? So I told everybody this. And I said, so how do we get started? I said, you get started by starting. The organization exists. I've already started it. You agree that you're going to stick your $5 a month in there. We'll get a team together that says, what do we want to tackle item by item, issue by issue? What's most important to us, in this case, is Arizonans. And we'll make the top three. Those will be our priorities. It's up to you to go out and spread. And I gave the boilerplate, the blueprint for success. For the record, let me tell you guys, you're gonna reflect back on this particular broadcast, and I hope you download the podcast from the KevinJacksonNetwork.com for today. Because here's what I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna give you the secret to success of any business, any organization you start. After my years and years of studying this, I'm going to tell you how to be successful in a nutshell. Are you ready? People and money. Two things. That's it. Now, you can add a third. Anybody want to guess? People and money. But you need one or the other. Lots of people, lots of money, and if you put them together, you have the recipe for success. So, I keep talking about this 80 million people that voted for Trump. And if they all just said, I'm going to give a dollar every day to something. By the way, the left are stealing much more of that from you. So if they just gave a dollar a day, then you're talking about $80 million going to what? If we picked one organization, I don't know how many organizations there are, but let's say we took the top 365 organizations that are underfunded but could use some help and are doing good work, and we define them as that. And every single day, that particular business foundation, organization, whatever, got $80 million. We went from one to the next to the next to the next. And we did that all year. So we'd empower 365 organizations with $80 million. I'll put it to you this way. My organization, we have a nonprofit called Seeking Educational Excellence. That is more money than we've currently spent. It would be enough for us to last 40 years. Now, can you imagine if you, one day I got up and, oh, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, and there was $80 million in my account because conservatives said, here you go. Go do something in education that's meaningful. What do you think would happen? We're already meaningful. We've helped with the Goldwater team to talk about transparency, the academic transparency legislation. It's now in three states. Do you think that with our budget, we think with our new budget of $80 million, we might be able to get it in, say, 20 states? given that we have a small budget and we've gotten it into three? Do you think that we wouldn't be able to put in programs that would draw attention to what conservatives are doing and bring meritocracy back to education versus them teaching critical race theory? Man, and that would be it. I could go to work and know that we have an endowment that's got $80 million in it. And by the way, I could leave $79 million of it just earning a little bit of interest, chump change, and within 2 or 3 years, all we're running on is the interest. It's easy. And why don't we do it? We you know what we're going to be talking about here over the next few years or whatever time Biden has left, because he's going to have a stroke at some point. I'm not even trying to be funny. He can't move his left arm. He didn't move it getting onto Air Force One the other day. He did manage to get up the stairs without tripping. Good for him. But we're going to be talking about every rogue issue. The LGBT is back to the fore. The Muslims are back into the forefront. Women's issues in particular are back into the forefront. Do you think that there's going to be less hate for whites, particularly less hate for white men with this new administration? Joe Biden just came out the other day and said, anything a man can do, a woman can do. And I'm going to talk about that in the next segment because, again, fake news, a total lie. And I'll mention, I want to cover mass murderers, but I'm going to cover that. I'm going to talk a little bit about illegals, but I'm going to talk about them in the context of the National Guard. Cuomo, he's still in the news. Voter fraud, still in the news. How are you feeling about foreign policy these days? You happy about it? Any of these things could be changed if 80 million people decided we're going to support something. And I don't get it. We certainly offer enough things for you to support, and I hope you will. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The cleanup continues in Alabama, and at least 5 people are dead after deadly tornadoes ripped through the state on Thursday. A number of twisters were reported, including in Birmingham, Alabama. Alabama resident Ginger Sims tells NBC News.
Everything started shaking and rattling. I went right into the bathtub, covered myself up, and then it just passed over. It came as quickly as, it left.
Severe weather threats today in North and South Carolina. In response to the immigration crisis surging at the southern border, Republican Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn of Texas are leading a Senate delegation on a tour of the Texas-Mexico border. Cruz posting videos from the Rio Grande overnight that appear to show human smugglers on the Mexico side of the river. This is USA Radio News. The blockage of ships at the Suez Canal continues to grow after a Taiwanian-based cargo ship got stuck in the 120-mile-long man-made waterway that connects the Mediterranean Sea to the Red Sea. Concern now is that this could be disrupting the estimated 1.9 million barrels of oil per day that travel through the Suez Canal. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com. He tells USA Radio News.
If it's something that may take days or even weeks, we could be looking at crude oil flows disrupted through the Suez Canal, which would be potentially significant. Really depends on what happens to oil stocks between Europe and Asia. That's where the kink is.
Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed legislation that requires stronger voter identification requirements for absentee ballots and limits the use of ballot drop boxes. Kemp saying significant reforms in our state elections were needed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The House today passed the far-reaching Equality Act that would extend Civil Rights Act's protections to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Americans. This comes as a new study finds that more Americans than ever are now identifying as LGBT. Here's a look by the numbers. 5.6% of U.S. adults say that they are lesbian, gay, bisexual, and or transgender. That's according to Gallup. Now, that's the highest since Gallup started polling on this issue back in 2012 when the number was just 3.5%. And if we just look at young adults, so-called Generation Z, 15.9%, or nearly 1 in 6, say that they're LGBT. That's compared to 9.1% of millennials, 3.8% of Generation X, and just 2% of baby boomers who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. Now, taking all generations together, the majority, 54.6% of those who identify as LGBT, say that they're bisexual. And finally, 224 to 206. That was today's House vote passing the Equality Act, a top agenda item for President Biden, but it still requires 60 Senate votes to become law.
Welcome, everybody. You feeling rather equal? Are you LGBT? Those are some pretty amazing stats. 5.6% of people, the highest LGBTQ has been in decades. The average used to be 3.5%. Hey, let's wait long enough and pretty soon, I don't know what, 20, 30, 50% of us? No, I tell you what, 100% of us will be considered LGBTQ. Hey, that Q is pretty wide open. It's there for you. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. Proud member of the NGMW, that is the Not Gay Male Women Q, the NGMW Q, because there are still some of us who are still questioning. I started that group as a joke group to the LGBTQ because they were going to steal all the letters, first of all. And number two, shouldn't we be represented? The people who do know their sexuality, understand the biology of man versus woman and the variance therein and make you, well, dare I say it, sort of freaky. If you're born with both parts, I hate to put it this way, but that is a bit of a freak thing. Doesn't define who you are, but indeed, you're a freak. And that's just the clinical definition. Oh, Kevin, you're hurting my feelings. I don't mean to. Parents have to make that decision at birth when they're called hermaphrodites, right? Well, I get it. And I get there are other variants that make people feel a different way. Why? Because we all have different chemistry. For all intents and purposes, if we use the left's definition of sexuality, there are 7.6 billion sexualities that exist because all of our sexualities are different. Now, we can find some commonality. For example, I know dudes who are all dude. We want nothing but women. Where are white women at? You know, we want nothing but women. And I know some ladies out there listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, this particular show, they go, Kevin, give me that, you know, tall, dark, and handsome man. I want nothing but men. I get it. I know. And now, pretty soon, we're going to be the freaks. But because there are more of us than them, well, the LGBT community has to make a special dispensation, and they want to give us the stats and let us know, we're creeping up, man. Pretty soon the whole world's going to be gay. It's going to be LGBTQ. You just wait. Wait a minute, man. Did you get those stats? 5.6% now, the highest it's been. It's been averaging around 3.5%. Generation Z, 15.9%. 16% of kids today consider themselves LGBT. Going back to the baby boomers, it was 2%. We've gone from 2% of the baby boomer era, which many people listening today, that's who you are, and now we're up to almost 16%. That's a huge differential. You know what I'm saying? That's an 800% growth. The gays feel like they're making progress. Woohoo! We went from 2% to 16%. We're now averaging 5.6% as a whole. Pretty soon, if it continues this way, there'll be no more straight people. 56.6% of the LGBT say they're bi. Swing both ways. Let me just say this to the young boys listening to the program. If you're a girl, you can swing both ways, and people won't hold it against you. But if you're a boy and you swing both ways on the NGMWQ, which is the group I started, you're gay. You can't swing both ways. Call it a women privilege. But women can swing both ways, and guys kind of look at it like, hey, not me, but a lot of guys do. The thought of two women being together is like, well, you know, I wouldn't exactly be against it, okay? But if you're two dudes, I'm just telling you, even if your eventual wife finds out, she may not be too happy with you. The NGMWQ stance on bisexuality is you're gay. You cannot be part of the NWMGQ. What did I call it? NGMWQ. You can't be part. We're not being discriminatory, but we have to have our standards. Heard a girl on Naked and Afraid describe herself as a gold standard lesbian. She had never seen a naked man until she went on Naked and Afraid. Did you know that term? Gold star. You guys know that term? Gold star lesbian. The reason why I'm bringing all this up is Joe Biden made a comment. Joey DeMento, trying to score political points with the women, with feminists. And he spewed a lie. And he used his daughters as if he's father of the year, as he tries to explain the value of women in his eyes, you know, because he wants people to understand he cares about these issues. See, these are the important issues to the left. Here he is.
I've told my daughters, granddaughters, from the time they were old enough to understand what I was saying, and I mean it, there's not a single thing a man can do that a woman can't do as well or better. Not a single thing. I was among the first senators ever to appoint a woman to the Naval Academy. I was just able to, as President of the United States, appoint two women as four-star generals.
Well, there you go. Joe Biden taking care of women folk. Well, what were they going to do without him? Do you really want me to dissect the comment? I will. Not a single thing a man can do that a woman can't do as well or better. I'm going to get to that in a second, but I want to talk about what he goes on. I was the first senator to appoint a woman to the Naval Academy, among the first. Could be. And congratulations if a woman wanted to go to the Naval Academy. I have no problem with that. But he brags about it. Yeah, great. Congratulations. What's the big deal? You appoint people. That's what your job is. They have congressional appointments. They call them congressional appointments. You appointed somebody. Now he's made two women four-star generals. Why? Because they're women. Let me put it another way. As a black man doing a job in America today, I don't care who you are. In the back of people's minds, no matter what your job is, people ask this question. Is it affirmative action? The only way that they don't ask that question, you want to know when somebody says, yeah, go see Kevin. You got an issue, go see Kevin. You know how that's it. Through referral. If you're referred, somebody goes, oh, he must be good. But when you're just looking in the phone book for something, let's say a brain surgeon or something like that, you don't want a black dude. You don't want to have to guess, are his grades good or whatever. With these women that were appointed, you got to ask yourself, are they qualified? Because you don't know. That's what affirmative action does. It diminishes people. These two four-star generals, it's like Colin Powell. I don't believe Colin Powell would have been a legitimate general had he not been black. I think he got handed stuff. I don't want to live that way. I don't think people should live that way. But Biden, now that's just on that part. I want to get to the other part where he's a, you know, there's not a single thing a man can do that a woman can't do as well or better. So let's cover the rest of this. Why wasn't this comment banned as fake news? Not a single thing a woman can do, a man can do, a woman can't do as well or better. Why isn't that banned? Because let me explain to you, America, I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm going to break it to you with the truth. That's just a blatant lie. And it would be equally as much of a lie if I said there's not a single thing a woman can do that a man can't do better. That is a blatant lie. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with admitting that. But the left aren't. Yet again, as I said, Demento trying to score political points with a complete fallacy. By the way, his daughters, he mentioned his daughters. Don't even get me started on the Biden kids. One of his daughters is a nymphomaniac because of the actions of her father. Talk about his daughter. We got a lot to unzip here, pardon the pun, when we get back. But I'm not going to let Biden get away with this blatant lie. He's a panderer, man. That's all it is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's not a single thing a man can do that a woman can't do as well or better. Not a single thing.
I got something for that. How about getting kicked in the naughty bits? Can she do better than a man in that? Welcome back, everybody. What a pandering piece of crap. This is the guy leading the country. By the way, folks, these are the intellectuals, the intelligentsia, the people that don't know when life begins, which I will help them, conception, don't know boys from girls. Yeah, I mean, really? Unbelievable. Why isn't this banned? That's a statement that nobody should be able to get away with. Women can do anything better than a man. Then why doesn't anybody watch the WNBA? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. To be clear, I adore women. Hardly anything pleases me more than to see a successful woman who's all woman. And I know many. That is just such a thrill. And it isn't a pandering thrill. It's like, you go, girl. God, look at you. You didn't let any of the nonsense stop you. That's why I feel such a kinship. When I see young black entrepreneurs and things like that, I'm like, okay, see, you didn't buy into this crap. Good for you. See, I know when a woman is doing her own thing, she's not caught up on just being a woman. She's more interested in being a human being. See, these women realize their strengths and their weaknesses. And what they do is they grow their strengths and they minimize their weaknesses. This is what you, as a parent, do. You know what your little fat, chubby kid isn't good at. You know that little cake eater ain't going to go out and run track and set records. He's got the DNA of a Russian hammer thrower. What's he going to do? Oh, yeah. I'm going to take my little 5'4" squat kid and I'm going to put him on the track and make him into an Olympic sprinter? No, you're not. But you do say, you know what? You might be good at the discus. Or maybe you'd be a good linebacker if you get some size. You understand where you fit in the scheme of things and you go, okay, that's all there is to it. I knew early in life, I know this is going to be hard for people to believe, but I knew early in life that I was not going to play center for the basketball team. Yeah. See, I didn't even waste my time on it. I didn't petition and say they should make a rule that all centers can only be 5 foot, 8 inches tall. There was no petitioning for me to limit what centers could be, what their athleticism could be, how high they could jump. I just said, you know what? Don't put your dreams on that one. Don't put your dreams in that basket, Kev. Man, I mean, isn't this how humans operate? Isn't this how you raise your kids? You find out what they're good at and you encourage it. The things they're not good at, you explain that, you know what? That's just not you. I've had this conversation many times with my boys and with my youngest son. I tell them all the time, look, you ain't going to be the center for the Lakers. It's just not going to happen. And I don't think he got my speed in his genes. But he's quick. But he's not going to be the track star. I got another kid that could have been a track star. He's a lot faster. Leftist folks are obsessed with these superficial issues. Like, how well do the LGBTQ compare to other human beings? Or to non-consequential things, you know. Let me give you an example. I know that no woman on earth can outrun Usain Bolt. I don't have to see all the women. This is one of these deals where I say, I know where the best hamburger really is. There is no woman on earth who can outrun Usain Bolt. No woman on earth will defeat the strongest man in a strongest man competition. No woman on earth. These are physiological facts. That is settled science. Now, let me ask you this question. Does that diminish women? Of course not. In the scheme of things, who cares whether you can run faster? Unless you are put in a position to run, it really doesn't matter. It is interesting to note for me how fast a human being can run, or how much one can lift, or how far one can throw a big ball of steel, or a javelin, or whatever. There's all kinds of cool and interesting things, and there's a lot of things about memory and things where women can excel. It's okay. But is any of this really significant in the human condition? How fast you can run, or how good you could fight, or whatever? The answer is no. So, what is the leftist obsession with this stuff, is my question to you. What is their obsession with the gender perspective? There are many women stronger than I. Ask me if I care. There are many women smarter than I. Again, ask me if I care. What I care about, and what I'm going to tell you, you want to have your kids come back and listen to this segment. What I care about is how to be the best human being I can be. When did we lose sight of this? Let's play this Megan Rapinoe, Rapinoe on gender equality. Listen to this belly-aching chick.
I'm a member of the LGBTQ community with pink hair. And where I come from, I could have only dreamed that I would be standing in the position I am today at the White House. I'm also a professional athlete, and I've helped, along with all of my teammates virtually here today, one teammate literally here today, win 4 World Cup championships and 4 Olympic gold medals for the United States. And despite those wins, I've been devalued, I've been disrespected, and dismissed because I am a woman. And I've been told that I don't deserve any more than less because I am a woman. You see, despite all the wins, I'm still paid less than men who do the same job that I do. For each trophy, of which there are many, and for each win, for each tie, and for each time that we play, it's less. And I know there are millions of people who are marginalized by gender in the world and experience the same thing in their jobs. And I know that there are people who experience even more, where the layers of discrimination continue to stack against them. And I and my teammates are here for them. We on the U.S. Women's National Team today are here because of them.
This chick plays a sport for a living. Megan Rapinoe, soccer player, LGBT, woman. Woohoo! Look at me. Look at all the intersectionality. And you know what? I don't get paid enough. Now, this is a woman who has got the world on a string. She does. They've artificially made her think she's bigger than what she is. I tell you what. Go get on the court. Let Megan Rapinoe go get on the field with men and watch how she performs. She says it's gender inequality. She's got 4 World Cups. She's got 4 Olympic medals, but she's devalued, disrespected, and dismissed because she's a woman. Let me tell you why she's devalued, disrespected, and dismissed. Because she can't play as well as the guys. The WNBA says, hey, you know what? We need to be paid more. We're valued. We do this or that. I tell you what, when you get as many eyes on your sport as the men do, then come talk to me. Let me put it this way, Megan Rapinoe. If a bunch of guys that I know, a bunch of overweight, fat dudes, you know, that are my pals, no offense to my buddies, but they are. A bunch of them are overweight, fat, and ain't that pretty. Ain't nearly as pretty as me. But if we all went out, despite my pretty, and we went out and we played soccer, and we won 4 World Cups and 4 Olympic medals in the overweight, fat guys category of soccer, I wouldn't have a rationale for saying, we don't get paid as much as the other people, man. What's up with this? Because the overweight fat guys club is just as important as the other soccer guys. You want to know why the other soccer guys get paid that kind of money? Because they are freaking awesome. And if Rapinoe, whatever her name is, got out on the field with these men, you wouldn't even know her freaking name. But this feminist wants you to believe she's devalued, disrespected, and dismissed because she's a woman. Well, you know what? That may very well be true, because you don't have the genetics to compete with the big boys. You know, the ones that have to strap on the cup and go out there and run at speeds you couldn't even think about running at? That have the endurance of a hyena? You cannot compete because you are physiologically unable to compete, and that's why nobody wants to watch your stupid sport. I don't care if you won 50 gold medals. You want to know how many gold medals your team would win against men? 0. See, this is the thing that we got to give people tough love. How about starting now?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.